This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Michael Popak with the Legal AF Breakdown. Rudy Giuliani can't even get right being a criminal co-conspirator with Donald Trump down in Georgia without accidentally or on purpose also participating in a potential fraud related to his legal defense fund. What am I talking about? He took 13% of his legal defense fund came from a guy named Matt Monterano. You may know Matt Monterano because he and his wife, Kathleen, have been sued in California and in other places in a class action case because they ran a scam in the skincare business with a product called Lepura. Sorry if you're out there and you've bought any of this product. He then used the free trial sample to then charge and overcharge people on their credit cards against their knowledge and their will, over and over again with fake subscription services, raising tens and hundreds of millions of dollars. Why is he linked to Rudy Giuliani? Because he took $100,000 of that money, says a new lawsuit just filed where? Fulton County, Georgia, against Matt Monterano and his wife, who live apparently near Georgia. There is a new suit brought under a fraudulent transfer theory to claw back the money and take it away ultimately from Rudy Giuliani. Now, Rudy Giuliani hasn't been sued yet, but he will be because as what's called the fraudulent transferee, the person who got the money, he's going to have to give it back if a Fulton County civil court judge says so. Leave it to Rudy Giuliani. First of all, he sets up this legal defense fund, right? Brings in very little dollars because who wants to really help Rudy Giuliani at this point, given all of his problems, the loss of his bar license, $146 million defamation judgment he brought upon himself that was won by Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, Georgia election workers. He can't get out of Georgia. Forget about the devil going down to Georgia. Rudy Giuliani can't get out of the quagmire of Georgia. And his bankruptcy filing is not going to stop the clawback from his separate from the bankruptcy estate legal defense fund. You take 13% in, right? If you can say that one donor is 13% of your legal defense fund and you don't ask where the money came from, let me explain something. Under anti-money laundering laws, bank secrecy laws, the Bank Secrecy Act, the Patriot Act, and everything else, you have an obligation. And federal election law, if you're going to take in money into whatever it is, a legal defense fund, a political action committee, a bank account, open up a new financial services account, you have to know where the money comes from. It's called know your customer. In this case, know your donor. You can't just let any old person donate. What if it's from a convicted felon or a soon-to-be convicted felon? What if he's using money from little old ladies, orphans, and widows, which is what apparently happened here? So Matt Monterano and his wife ran something called Connective with a K. Anytime you hear anything that should have a C that starts with a K, it's going to be not great. You know, think crab with a K. So Connective LLC runs this thing, sells a product called Lepura. Probably saw it advertised, hopefully not on our channel. Lapura. Free trial samples of this amazing skincare product. It's a bunch of skincare scams out there preying on people's wanting to have better looking skin. And so they do that. They raise tens and hundreds of millions of dollars, except they trained their sellers to use a load balancing software program that masked from the major credit card companies, MasterCard and Visa, that these people were canceling their orders. Because if MasterCard and Visa figures out that you're getting canceled too many times, in other words, the reversals of charges, they cut you off. And they need to have the bank, they need to have the Visa and MasterCard. I mean, the theory here is it's like a load portfolio theory. If you try to scam 1,000 people, even if 990 get their money back, you've just made 10 subscriptions for people who either didn't pay attention to their bank accounts or whatever, and this generates the millions of dollars. Matt Monterano decides he's going to donate to Donald Trump. Donald Trump's Save America PAC, and Rudy Giuliani. But the Rudy Giuliani investment at $100,000 was a huge portion of that amount of money. And now Rudy Giuliani finds himself again in Fulton County, Georgia, being on the other end of a case because he's not yet been named in the case. That's why his spokespeople were like, well, this is a private matter. We're not involved in it yet. But here's how fraudulent transfer works. We'll break out a little Patreon exclusive content, but here on My Hot Take. Whether you call it a bankruptcy filing or fraudulent transfer, if a judgment debtor or somebody that knows that they're about to be sued in a case tries to take his assets and hide them, right? Transfer them out, you know, to straw entities. You send it to your children. You sent it to friends with the understanding they're straw men. They're going to send it back to you. That's called a fraudulent transfer. And usually you look back within 2 years. This is most statutes in most states. 2 years from when you are the judgment debtor. You got a judgment against you or a debtor or within a lawsuit within that period. And you look back and you say, okay, within a 2-year period, we're going to reverse all of these transfers if they were done fraudulently for the purpose of beating out creditors and their ability to collect. If you're trying to frustrate creditors and their ability to collect, you've just done a fraudulent transfer in most states, if you've done it with the intent to do that. Yes, there has to be a case. There has to be a trial or a judge determining it. But if you're found guilty, it's sometimes you get hit with attorney's fees as well. You have to pay the attorney's fees of the other side if you've conducted a fraudulent transfer. And the way you do that is you make a list of all the original assets, and within a 2-year period, you circle it. Those are the assets. So within this 2-year period of when this Mataranto guy knew or should have known he's about to get a judgment against him to try to defeat creditors against this $30, $40, $50 million judgment, he started spending money and transferring assets. He's transferred a farm in Georgia and another piece of property in Georgia worth $4.1 million away from him, but knowing he would get it back. He made this donation of $100,000 to Rudy Giuliani's defense fund. Now subject to clawback. And once you prove to the judge that it's been a fraudulent transfer, you know, and somebody gets a judge to be a participated in that, the judge can order all that money returned. Judge could also put in a monitor or what's called a receiver. And the receiver can, as an officer of the court, can go determine the amount of the assets and make recommendations to the judge about what amount should be clawed back. I assume that's what's happening in Fulton County, Georgia. There'll be a motion for a receiver. And then one of the targets on that is going to be the Giuliani Legal Defense Fund and getting it back. And he won't be able to claim that he was some sort of bona fide transferee because you know or should know who you're taking in donations from.
Do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account and you have no idea where it's going? Well, I certainly do. It's all those zillions of subscriptions that you have. And think about it, between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, parenting apps, it's endless. So I used Rocket Money to help me find out what subscriptions I'm actually spending money on. And let me tell you, it was eye-opening. And I had them cancel the ones I didn't want anymore. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/legalaf. That's rocketmoney.com/legalaf.
In fact, the lawyers for the victims of the Lapura scheme, the Connective scheme, have said Rudy Giuliani shouldn't even wait around for a judgment. He should be returning the money now. It's ill-gotten gains. Mr. Former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Mr. America's Mayor, return the money and send it back to the victims of the pyramid scheme and of the telemarketing scheme that gave you the money. Now, of course, because Rudy Giuliani is on the balls of his ass financially, that's a legal term, barely has any money. I mean, his total assets in his bankruptcy filing were like, I don't know, less than a couple hundred thousand dollars. He said he had $5,000 or less on the bank in his bank account. He said he had, you know, the clothes on his back and a Rolex on his arm. That's all he had against, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of judgments. He also said he's going to sue Joe Biden one day in the Department of Justice. Good luck. And that Donald Trump probably owes him money for attorney's fees. Now, Donald Trump held a fundraiser for this very same legal defense fund. You may remember this a few months ago. Where? At Mar-a-Lago. That's all Mar-a-Lago is being used for right now. It used to be used to illegally store classified and national defense information that belongs to you and me that Donald Trump decided not to return. Now it's just round-the-clock fundraisers for Donald Trump and people around him all the time. It's all it does. In their ballroom, in their pool area. Sometimes Melania attends. Mostly she does it. You know, that's what's happening at Mar-a-Lago. It's just they should put a revolving door on it. And Rudy Giuliani had one. It was attended by his son, the person who thought he was going to be governor of New York. That didn't happen. Andrew Giuliani. And they raised, I don't know, a couple $100,000 for the Legal Defense Fund. Moderano donated, as I said earlier, to the Trump campaign, the Save America PAC. So look, I started the hot take and I'll end it the same way. Rudy Giuliani literally can't do anything right. He can't even be a criminal co-conspirator defendant in a case without backing up into another fraud. And we'll continue to call out Rudy Giuliani because he's busy on his, I almost said competing podcast, as if his, whatever that thing's called, America's Mayor podcast thing, it could come close to the journalistic integrity of what we do every day on the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF. If you like this kind of analysis at the intersection of law and politics, sometimes I'm more jovial than other times, depending upon what I'm commenting on. And if you like lawyers talking about things at the intersection of law and politics that they know what they're talking about, you've come to the right place. Legal AF. On Wednesdays and Saturdays. Join us at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Find out why we call it Legal AF. You'll find out. And then on audio podcast platforms of your choice, we put it there as well. And if you like what I'm doing here, Michael Popak, leave a comment, thumbs up. It signals to the algorithmic gods, this is the kind of content that you want. And then if you like what I'm doing, go over on Midas Touch. Look me up on contributors or playlists, Michael Popak, and you'll find me there. I don't know. It's like a lot. It's like 1,300 different hot takes that I've done on different matters. And then if you really like this kind of law and politics intersection, you want to get more of a deeper dive into the building blocks around it, we got a new Patreon account exclusively for you. Exclusive content you're not going to get anywhere else on YouTube, not even on the Legal AF episodes. It's at patreon.com/LegalAF. Go there now for the cup of about, I don't know, one cup of coffee in New York and two cups of coffee everywhere else per month. You'll get exclusive content and teachable moments. It's like a TED Talk and a law school class had a baby, only on Legal AF's Patreon account. So until my next Legal AF, until my next hot take, until my next Patreon exclusive video. This is Michael Popak reporting. Heary, heary, Legal AF Law Breakdown is now in session. Go beyond the headlines and get a deep dive into the important legal concepts you need to know and we discuss every day on Legal AF. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else, all for the price of a couple of cups of coffee. Join us at patreon.com/LegalAF. That's patreon.com/LegalAF.